With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Israel's killing of Yahya Sinwar, Hamas's top official and the mastermind of the group's October 7th terror attack, is a dramatic turning point.
Sinwar was a strong leader, and most of the group's leadership has been wiped out during the war, as well as many, if not most, of its fighting forces. Israeli leaders say that now is the time for Hamas to surrender and to release the remaining hostages it is still holding.
Also at SRNnews.com, the man who was arrested outside of last Saturday's Trump rally in California is officially suing the Riverside County Sheriff's Department for defamation. The lawsuit filed by 49-year-old Vim Miller comes after the Riverside County Sheriff, Chad Bianco, announced his deputies probably prevented a third assassination attempt on the former president. Miller says Bianco fabricated the allegation in order to be viewed as heroic. A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify has been sold at an auction in North Carolina for $9 million. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. Seth Collar, a historic document appraiser and collector, says this document is very special.
This is a ratification copy of the United States Constitution, actually signed by the one person who had to sign it, Charles Thompson, to be sent out to the states and give the people the chance to approve or disapprove of this new proposed government.
Only 8 of the copies are known to still exist, and the copy being sold by Bronc Auctions in Asheville is the only known privately held copy. Bidding took just over 7 minutes, with bids coming in at $50,000 intervals, mostly over the phone. This is SRN News. A Colorado church is turned down by the Supreme Court.
Grace Bible Fellowship of Brighton sued the state over its pandemic restrictions, which placed greater limitations on houses of worship than on other secular institutions. Lower courts ruled against the congregation, and now its appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court has been rejected, leaving the lower court rulings in place. A number of churches across the country have been fighting coronavirus restrictions in court, arguing that should another pandemic break out, it should be handled differently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in 9 states are deciding next month whether to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. But even if those measures pass, pro-life advocates still have some options. In some states, such as Missouri, abortion advocates will have to ask judges to toss abortion restrictions one by one. That presents an opportunity for pro-lifers to make their case in court. This is SRN News. Another record-breaking day on Wall Street.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street after some more encouraging news on the economy. The S&P 500 finished virtually unchanged Thursday. The index was hovering around its all-time high for much of the day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 161 points to the record high it set the day before. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was close to flat. Gains for chip stocks and the insurance company Travelers helped to offset losses for Google's parent company and Elevance Health. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after reports showed that U.S. shoppers spent more at retailers and fewer workers apply for unemployment. Seth Sutel, New York.
A new study suggests IUD birth control devices may raise the risk of breast cancer. The new research found that women who used hormonal IUDs were 40% more likely to be diagnosed with breast cancer within at least 5 years than women with other forms. More details at SRNnews.com.